It's amazing that we are alive. Because we don't see, we don't hear, we don't think. And it's amazing that we are not all dead or cause other people to die. For the life of me, I cannot understand, for one's own safety, that I mean, if you are coming out into a street from your driveway, you look right and left, and then you go slowly out. I mean, you go to whom out? With what strength must have hit the guy that? You cannot only kill people with guns, which happens all the time, you can kill people with all sorts of things. Sometimes cars are more efficient. Not healthy either. I mean, you've got this diabetes and this and that. And
still trying.
They're trying the number still, though.
What?
They're still trying his daughter's number. There's no answer.
How old is the daughter? 15?
Oh, no.
7 maybe?
She's probably
30
at least.
Yeah.
She lives around the corner from his store in Saddle River with her husband.
And they're not home. They may arrest him. I don't know. Can you please go and see what's happening? If Habib Allah is there with us, and he shouldn't be alone either, he should see what's happened.
Sister Hanifa. They have the
They live in Wayne.
They live in Wayne. They come for Jummah sometimes, Saturday sometimes.
But no sense of spreading the bad news all over the country. I mean. Animal is a very dangerous animal. Yet there has always been a fascination with the human animal. I mean, if you go to the movies and TV and this and that, and all what you see there is a human animal, not a single human being. I remember when I was a child, the first Tarzan movies came out with Johnny Weissmuller. Has anybody seen it?
Yeah.
Me, Tarzan, you, Jane. I mean, he was like a monkey. You remember that he was swinging all around the place, and but he was the boss of the animals. I mean, the lions obeyed him, the elephant he rode, and he was the boss of all the monkeys and swinging from one tree to another. But he had a knife. And he had a loincloth. Adam also had a loincloth, a fig leaf. I mean, anyone who stands on his hind heels, who doesn't have fur on his body, so therefore he has to wear clothes, and as he doesn't have any fangs and any claws, so he has to invent a knife or a gun or the atomic bomb. There are so many of those around us, which you call human beings. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Araf, evil are those who do not acquire knowledge. They have eyes who do not see. They have ears who do not hear. They have hearts who do not feel. They are like animals, or worse, with Allah Ta'ala. We don't have to go to Syria. It happens right here. So what's happening?
Okay, well, they're closed. They're having like 10, 15 cars. Okay. Shakir is in ambulance. They're checking on him there, and he's in total shock, and they don't allow anybody to be around. He was coming, just coming, and the kid was coming from down, okay, this way, and hit him right where the first village.
So then the kid hit him?
Yeah, because he was coming from down, and okay, he come out, and kid hit him there, and then kid here, and he's dead. Right there. And car is still like that.
So how could he die? I mean, he was...
How about his motorcycle?
Well, he was going fast.
Probably he was going fast.
No protection.
No protection, and when he hit, probably he was flying.
It's a kid?
Yeah, young. The police girl said...
What?
Young. The police... But the police car was going this way to see. They come over here because they were thinking we are leaving now, and they want to escort us only that way. This is why there are so many cars. But they block everything.
Did you see the thing?
They cover him, and they are not going to remove him until they do investigation, and then they will take him out.
I
comes.
Very strange. Tonight we send our kids to the Hajj. İstanbul'dan gezmeye mi geldiniz yoksa iş için mi geldiniz?
Efendim İzmir'den geldim ben.
İzmir'den evet.
Gezmeye geldim.
Gezmeye geldim.
Arkadaşımı ziyarete geldim.
Bizi nereden buldunuz?
Efendim fırsat buldukça Tuğrul hocamızı ziyaret ediyorum. Ellerini öpüyorum.
Azıcık sesinizi yüksel.
Fırsat bulduğumda Tuğrul hocamızı ziyaret ediyorum İstanbul'da. Ah, ellerini eyvallah. Öpüyorum. Hı.
Siz burada yaşıyorsunuz.
Ben buradayım.
Maalesef bugün bir hadise oldu. You think earlier and earlier?
A question?
Yes.
Since nobody else is. Last week, the Imam, Walid, you gave a very nice khutbah about, you know, in Islam, the importance of safety and, you know, feeling safe and everything else. And after it, I asked him a question. I said, when is jihad justified? And he, you know, answered very properly what the scholars say so, when you go to the hadiths and it says so, and things like that. But it struck me, if you asked all those people doing craziness that you spoke of beautifully yesterday, they probably would agree. That's just what we're doing. We have our imams and scholars. And so how do I know I'm right? I mean, you know, what gives me the right to feel I'm right and not allow them thinking their right to do something? It's frightening that I could be doing all kinds of things thinking in the name of Allah. And, you know, who knows?
I think you know the answer of it. Allahu Teala ve Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem talks about jihad ekber, the greatest jihad is to fight against one's own evil. To fight against your ego. Or at that anything which strengthens your ego or the ego of the people. But fight doesn't necessarily mean kill. Resist. Pacify. Killing is an extreme. If you kill one person, Allah says, it's as if you have killed everyone on earth. Life is the greatest gift of Allah Ta'ala. Life of a human being, life of an animal, life of a plant. If there wasn't life, where would we be? So who had the right to eliminate life of what Allah Ta'ala calls His most greatest, most perfect creation, the human being? There is something in Islam which is called qisas. If I do something to you which is not just to do, which is not right to do, you are supposed to do or you are permitted to do the same to me. If I hit you this way, you are permitted to hit me back that way. But if you hit me that way, you are sinning. So if you kill somebody, you are, I mean, there is in Islam, the death sentence is accepted. But immediately afterwards in the ayat it says it's better to forgive. But of course, although it's already bad enough to murder someone, but then if you say that you are doing that in the name of Allah, then you are really in big trouble. Yeah. But as I said on Friday, as I was talking about Tarzan, and as I quoted from Surah Araf, a creature weak, without claws, without fangs, without fur to protect himself from the weather, is not a human being unless he acquires knowledge of how to be a human being. And that is why the religions of the world are here, all of them, is to teach us how to be a human being. Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, all of them. But you cannot learn from the religion to be a human being unless you also know the exact sciences. We were talking with my wife today that to be able to learn from your religion, you have to know a certain amount of mathematics, physics, astronomy, anatomy, medicine, and above all, logic. Because if you do not know logic, then you will swallow it when somebody who dresses like an imam and who grows a beard like an imam and who has got a tasbih in his hand and who has got a taqiya on his head, you know, tells you white is black or good is bad and bad is good, you will swallow it. You will swallow it when he says you go and kill anybody who is not like you. You are crazy and you kill everybody else who is not crazy. So all this is a result, Baba, of the lack of knowledge. But it is not only them, the people who call themselves the Khalifa of the Muslims, no? But we run the same danger which we saw tonight. I mean that the logical person, you know, the knowledgeable person who passes a certain test, you know, running a death machine, which is the car, you know, that logically, that especially in the dark, you know, you very carefully drive your car, you know, out and looking right and left, you know, and this and that, and so you don't kill people. We saw it. I mean, anybody who has a mind would not have done that. Oh, we say it's an accident. There is no accident, Baba. Yeah. That whenever a bad thing happens, Allah says that whatever good thing happens is from me, whatever bad happens is from you. You cannot put the fault on fate or, you know, and of the devil and, you know, and all these kinds of things. Always our fault, and the reason is that we do not know. And the reason that we do not know is that we don't go out and try to know. Jihad is usually translated, even in most of the Quran al-Karim, strive, strive, you know, not even fight, strive, you know, work, you know, hard. To eliminate evil. This morning, we talked with Mother. I said, Hitler was crazy, outright crazy, you know, insane. I mean, yeah. But he was a great orator. I mean, well, you know, I have personally heard him in the radio and this and that. I mean, he was an incredible orator. Yeah? But he was an idiot, and he was a corporal, in the German army, and he's a bad painter. I mean, you know, he's shit, you know. And that guy was able to convince a country like Germany. I mean, Germany is one of the most civilized countries in the world. To go and kill, you know, and I don't know how many business people they killed. No. But if Hitler would have come, not at that moment, but in a very affluent, everybody is happy, he couldn't have succeeded. I mean, after the First World War, they throttled Germany. I mean, they took everything what they had. You know, they were absolutely. In fact, his biggest propaganda was that he was going to get them butter. And they were the one, I think, who discovered margarine. So if they had butter, Hitler wouldn't have been there. And today, if America hadn't done what it has done, there wouldn't have been those. I mean, they succeed when the situation is awful. And the situation is awful. I mean, Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria. I mean, you know, we went with Vasek to Syria. I mean, the guy obviously saw his real face because, I mean, he killed 200,000 of his own people. But when we went there, I mean, he had promised to make elections and this and that. And we went there. It was a perfectly normal country, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, you know, and of course, when there is this disaster is going on, that helps, crazy people like that to gain power. So it's very important, the circumstances. There is in Turkey, there is a Kurdish problem. And we went with mother to see that these regions, you remember? I mean, you told me, she told me that looks like occupied country, you know, that section of Turkey was terrible, awful. No roads, no money, no industry, nothing. You know, I'm totally forgotten forever and ever and ever, you know. While if they were affluent, they would have had water for their fields, if they would have had factories, you know, and for work, and it wouldn't have happened. We don't know how to behave. We don't know how to be a human being. The human being which Allah Ta'ala has created is destined to be an insan-ı kamil, a perfect human being. But, I mean, if I put you in a place preparing you to be a sultan, you know, that you have to make an effort. If your destiny is to be a sultan, that you have to prepare yourself, learn how to rule, learn justice, learn economy, you know all those things. So we are created to be sultans, and we have been given instructions how to be sultans, and we have been given the capacity, to become a sultan, but we also have been put a little testing machine inside, which is called our ego. That's to say that things are not made all too easy, that you have to somehow prove yourself. Precisely, you have to wage jihad, against that thing which will be preventing you to become insan-ı kamil. Now we use all these capacities and all these instructions to become the president of the republic, or to become the president of a company, or always we want to be ahead. But we forget about, because he's the one who wants to be ahead. But to be a sultan is not really to be ahead. To be a sultan, like Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu has said, that is to be a servant to his servants. You see, that's what Allah expects us to be. That's what insan-ı kamil is to be his instrument to do good, to the others. And that's what a sultan is. That's what a perfect human being is. But no. You see, but we use all these capacities and all our mind, our imagination, and everything else, and all these possibilities. Instead of becoming, insan-ı kamil, we become Mr. Obama. And we destroy ourselves. What is that? I am hearing strange sounds. What was that?
A phone.
Huh?
A phone.
A phone? Whose phone?
Safiye teyze bir yanlışlık yaptı babacığım.
Yes. So that when no sweet for the grown up. Give him a lollipop.
It's the Buddha.
Rana? Rana wants a lollipop? Give it to Rana. She wanted a lollipop. She thinks she's a baby. How come you didn't go to the Hajj with your sister? They didn't take you? No, you have to take care of money, right? This is my lollipop. Look, I have ordered the 4 lollipops. Acayip bir şey bu. Bu hadisenin bugün olması. They'll take his license away.
Inshallah.
Do they? And when you do something like that? Were you able to reach his daughter?
Someone spoke with his daughter. She's in Connecticut.
She's in Connecticut?
Yeah. And they're trying to reach the sister now. They're calling his sister now.
You did contact his daughter?
Nuni or someone did.
Somebody did. She's in Nuni.
Nuni. Nuni, yeah.
So much for the help.
I think she contacted the daughter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Baba, his sister, her husband, is supposed to come each Saturday, and today he didn't come, so I suppose he's not well. So we have to contact his sister?
They spoke with his sister. They're coming.
They're coming?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's that well, he was going to go home. He could have told to one of us.
No, no, I'm talking about his brother-in-law.
No, no, but I'm talking about Shakir. And where was he going? He was going home?
He sat a couple of minutes after he ate and he disappeared.
He told someone he was going home, we'll be right back.
He told me he's going to return. I was there outside and then he told me he's going to return.
No?
Ben dışarıdaydım o çıkarttan. Geri geleceğim dedi.
Baba, he said he left the stove on. He wants to go home to turn the stove off. I said, can you drive at night?
He said he left the stove on
in his house.
Ooh. In his house, he was going to turn off and come back. No, it's his house.
So if it was on, somebody have to check the house.
Where is Mubin?
Thank you.
talking to you. My mom's cute too.